Hi, I'm Graham Lasso, and you're listening to Eat, Sleep, Chelsea Repeat with Chris, Craig, and Brady.
Welcome to the Eat, Sleep, Chelsea Repeat pod. There is no headline this week because we are doing Keep, Sell, Loan, and I'm joined by my brother Chris and our good friend Brady. Guys, we've got a lot of players to get through today. How are you guys feeling?
I'm excited. I'm excited to start moving people around, give our opinions on a few people who might be on their way, and we'll see what we're left with.
It's a busy train station in here, but should be a bit more streamlined by the time the platform should be a bit more streamlined by the time we're done. Yeah, so quite exciting. I mean, there's so many players to look through, and to be honest, some you've forgotten about. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we've come to a consensus on actually quite a few players. Which is a little bit surprising amongst this pod, but I think some of these guys have established themselves very much as part of the exciting squad, as Jamie Carragher would describe it, the exciting young squad that we have. We're going to start with goalkeeper, where we have got no agreements amongst these guys, and it's not really a surprise because, to be honest, I'm not sure that they even know what they're doing with goalkeeper yet this summer. So we've got Robert Sanchez as our penciled in number one at the end of this season and potentially going into next season. We've got Brady saying keep, Chris saying keep, and I'm saying sell Robert Sanchez. And the reason I'm saying sell is because I think they're going to bring in another keeper. I know, obviously, Magnon's been heavily linked, but, you know, there's been other keepers linked. You guys have both gone for keep. Why is that? Are you expecting him to start?
I just think that after the Magnon deal kind of went under, I don't know, he did improve. I'm just a believer in players improving. It's the high claims, man. The high claims. I just love a keeper who can catch it.
I love the crosses, the claims from crosses.
I just love the high claims. I don't want to lose them. I think, I'm not sure, unless you can really get an upgrade, I would just keep him. I certainly wouldn't sell him. But
if you could get Magnon for 25 million, would you replace Sanchez for that?
Yeah, maybe, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen, to be honest. So I think they'll wait till January and get him for free. So I think in that kind of state of things, I would keep Sanchez.
Chris, do you want Sanchez to be number one next season?
I want him to be number one. I think if we don't sign a goalkeeper, I do. Because I don't really rate Petrovic as much as a lot of people seem to do, despite the evidence of him playing in the Premier League and being very poor with his feet, and saves weren't great. So look, I think Sanchez stays. I think, look, he's established himself as a number one. I think we need to... You don't just chuck out a number one once you get another goalie in. You just have a competition for a bit and see who wins. And then, you know, if someone wants to leave, then they leave. But you don't do that immediately. You know, Magnon might come in and he might be absolutely shocking. So then you're stuck with even worse keepers. So for me, keep. No need to get rid of your number one.
Do you think Sanchez at 27 will be happy as just sort of a backup role after finishing the season pretty well?
I think you've got to back yourself to start, haven't you? I don't think it's a case of you sign the goalie and now I'm not playing. I think if he keeps playing well, which he has done, let's not forget he has played well. I don't see why he couldn't stay as the goalkeeper. Magnon's got everything to prove.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about Jorgensen, who has spent the season, obviously, as Chelsea's backup. Me and Brady have said keep him. I think that makes sense in terms of, you know, continuing to play our backup cup goalkeeper role and develop. He's still very young for a goalkeeper. Chris, you've gone for selling Jorgensen. Why is that?
I don't see a future for Jorgensen at Chelsea or maybe in the Premier League. Not sure he's up to it.
Good, he's on only the ball. 23, very young for a goalie.
Yeah, but it's just not... He's not...
You wouldn't loan him and see what he can do?
I just don't think he's as dominant in his own box. And you have to be a top keeper. And Sanchez does that week in, week out. I think he comes and catches everything. Jorgensen's flapping around. He's very good on the ball, Jorgensen, but it's not enough. You've got to deal with the other basics, I would say. I don't see a future for him. Get rid. Obviously, the FFP situation with him is a bit different, so he probably couldn't, but because we only just bought him. But
yeah, I think if we're not going to keep Jorgensen, I think loaning him makes sense as well. We'll see. Obviously, Strasbourg will be looking for a goalkeeper to potentially take over from Petrovic if they don't sign him permanently. I think Jorgensen could be a guy to go there. But another guy that could go there is Mike Penders, who I've put as loan, Chris has put as loan, but Brady has said keep him. A little bit surprising, Brady.
Might be one of my errors, actually. I think in hindsight, I'd probably loan him. But he has got a lot of potential. I mean, he isn't going to be number three, right? Although we have sold Betts, so you do technically need three goalkeepers. But I think
at 19, it'd be important for him to get out and get some minutes.
I think probably in reality, it would be loaned. Yeah, probably that was a mistake on my part to say keep.
Okay, right. We'll acknowledge that we've agreed on one goalkeeper. Petrovic is obviously the last major goalkeeper that we can talk about. Me and Brady have said sell him. Chris, you've said keep Petrovic.
Yeah, I mean, this is without Mannion coming in, so I would have Sanchez and Petrovic sort of fighting it out. Get rid of Jorgensen and loan out Penders and have a sort of older, kind of like a Bettinelli. I don't know why we sold him, but you'd have another kind of older goalkeeper knocking around. So that would be my sort of situation. Obviously, if you sign Mannion, I don't know then if you then would sell Petrovic and then have Sanchez and Mannion like as your two for a while. Yeah, I think they might sell him still because of how they treated him and how he feels about not being number one. But I think if they don't sell another goalie, I'd keep him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's enough talk about goalkeepers because, you know, I think the situation will become a little bit clearer as we move down the line here and see what happens with potential buys. All right. Defense. Lot of people in defense here. Let's go through first the people that we agree on that we're going to get rid of. That's Alfie Gilchrist getting sold. Wiley getting loaned at left back. Chilwell getting sold. Badiashile getting sold, although Brady has said, you know, for the right price, you know, I don't know. Badiashile doesn't even look like a Premier League player to me, so it'd be any price would be good for him. And Dizazi, his mate as well, he's been universally agreed on as a sell. The players universally agreed on as keeps: Marco Correa, obviously excellent last season, Levi Colwill, Reece James, Wesley Fofana. Although maybe Wesley Fofana was a little bit surprising as a universal keep, but none of us have given up on him yet. And then probably the most interesting one that we've agreed on as a keep is Tosin, who really has emerged at the end of the season as maybe someone that the fans kind of like.
I love him.
Yeah. God, Chris.
I like him. I think he's a good leader. Age, we talked about this in previous pod when I think there was a talk of selling him. Just don't sell people like him, just keep him. Fantastic.
I don't know what wage he's on, but I assume he's on well. He might be on 100,000.
He's on 100k, I think. Yeah,
yeah, which is, you know, not nothing for a centre back, but you know, Uncle Man, I mean, he's just adjusting the mic for Cole Palmer to speak. He's clearly a bit of a leader in the camp, like Chris said, and yeah, I think quite easy keep, to be honest. I mean, I think he was actually improving form-wise in the season as well. Played a really good game against Nottingham Forest to nullify Chris Wood at the end. I think he had like 8 header clearances. He's pretty good. He can shoot a little bit in terms of like, he got the odd goal in him maybe. And I really like when, you know, we can add goals from the defence. And he can pass it through the lines. I think he's decent. I don't really see why you sell him at this point.
Yeah, one of the more controversial ones, maybe as we move on, is Trevor Chalobah, who you guys have both said keep for. And I've said sell.
You love selling Chalobah.
Well, I think the sporting directors would love to sell Chalobah as well. But I do think his value is more as money coming in for us that we can invest in other players. I know obviously we've got Mamadou Sarr, who's come in as well as another young centre back. I would much rather keep him and sell Trevor Chalobah and bank 50 million or whatever. Chalobah's probably going to get 30, I guess, something like that, 25, 30. I'd rather bank that and keep Sarr on the books. At least Sarr at his age has a nice ceiling. Chalobah's a good player, but I don't think we need Tosin and Chalobah, and I would rather keep Tosin, I think. So we disagree on that. Another one we basically universally agree on, but not 100%, is Malagusto. Me and Chris have both said they would definitely sell Malagusto this summer. Brady, you've said only if we get a good enough offer.
I think he's still got some market value. I know there were some teams. I mean, he had a bad season this season, but I think in a different system, in terms of if he's used it a little bit differently. Well, there's two things. If he's used slightly differently, going more to his strengths, you know, nearer the touchline, like I say, you know, being further away from the touchline seems to be like his kryptonite almost. But if he can learn how to play inverted, then he'll get better. I mean, he'll get better.
I just don't think he's technical enough to do that.
I don't know. You could always invert the other fullback and not invert him. I think he'd be useful. And I just, I mean, you could sell him. But I've heard like no noise of him being sold whatsoever.
No, me neither. And I think Maresca really likes him. He's only obviously 22 years old.
There's like literally zero noise, so I don't think he will be.
I think he likes him as like a utility player, right? Who's quite energetic and can get around. Yeah. But I think if you look at someone who's actually going to be like a specialist in a role, I really don't think he's good enough. So we'll see. I think he'll just be a kind of, he'll always just be on the bench for us, which might be fine, but he might grow out of that one day.
Right, the couple of players that are maybe similar profiles, ages, is Ansel Mino and Achimpong. They're sort of right back, centre back hybrids. Chris, you've said keep for both of them. I want to keep Ansel Mino and loan Achimpong, and Brady wants to keep Achimpong and loan Ansel Mino, but ultimately, I think this is not so super interesting to talk about. We haven't seen much from Ansel Mino. Obviously, he's been injured for a long time. Achimpong's sort of been up and down in the Conference League. I think Achimpong would massively benefit from a loan. I think like being loaned to like a Championship team, getting a season under his belt there at his age, I think that would be immensely useful for him. I don't see what the point is. You know, the Conference League games this year have been a great testing ground for some of these young players. The Champions League is not going to be like that. We're not going to be able to trot Josh Achimpong out in the Champions League. So I just struggle to see where he's going to get minutes from if we keep him.
I think we need to understand that Wesley Fofana is, we don't know how many minutes we're going to get out of him. Rhys James can't play 90 minutes continuously three times a week. So then we're into the realms of backups. And if the backups are playing almost as many minutes as the people who are first choice, there's an injury risk. And if there's an injury risk, you need to have people around. And you do need a younger player to kind of come in and fill in, even if it's for the last 10 minutes of a game. So, and also with the longer kind of extra time and stuff, added on time, and like these games go on for ages. Like, we've got two people at the back who are starters for us, but we can't guarantee that they're even going to turn up half the time. So I think I would actually over-index our players in defence and just run it and see how we get on and then look again in January.
I think the reason that I would keep Achimpong is I think Malagusto literally at the moment might be backup left-back, because we haven't really got backup left-back as it stands. And Achimpong is kind of, we've basically got this kind of like, you know, Justin Timber is a little bit like that, isn't he? He's kind of, he's a right back by trade, but he can play left. I don't think they're going to go into the market and buy like a left-footed, pure backup, to be honest, with the squad they have. I think they're just going to use the Achimpongs and the Gustos of the world. So I just think you need two backup fullbacks and they're it. So I think it'd be Achimpong and Gustos backups, personally.
Yeah, I can't see us loaning both of these guys, but I do think one of these players will go to Strasbourg or have a Championship loan. And I think it's probably going to be Achimpong. Mamadou Sarr is obviously a new signing for us at centre-back. We don't really know much about what he's going to provide. And obviously he's still a very young player at the age of 19 at centre-back. But Brady, you've gone for keep. Chris, you've gone for keep, and I've gone for loan. Really, it is a bit of an unknown, though, with him.
I just went keep because it's been reported that he's going to go straight into the first team squad, whereas Paez has been going to be loaned. So I just think they will keep him. So I just went with that. Again, I don't know what the best thing is to do, really. I just leaned towards keep.
Yeah. And Vega is another one that we've disagreed on. Brady, you've said sell Vega. Is that because you think he wants to leave, or you would like to sell him?
It's blood in the water with this guy. He wants to leave. You know, he's always calling up his agent, you know, causing a stir, getting him gone. I just don't think he's a bit of a forgotten man, really. I just forgot about him. Where are you going to put him? You know, we bought in Mamadou Sarr. He's not going to get anywhere a shout at centre back, is he? He doesn't like playing at left back, so sell him. I just don't really see any future for him at Chelsea, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
it's gone. There you go.
It's definitely an interesting one. I quite like the player. That's why I've written keep.
Yeah, but we like a lot of players. Like, you know, later on, I quite like Jao Felix as a player in some teams, but he isn't going to be in this team. So I'll just sell him. I just don't see any.
We'll get to Jao Felix. Not everyone said sell Jao Felix. So
yeah, right,
we'll get to him. Right. Enzo Fernandez is the first midfielder we're going to talk about. And he is not universally agreed on as a keep. Chris, you've said sell at the right price for Enzo. What are you saying?
I think this is the... I have a feeling this is the beginning of the end for Enzo Fernandez for a starting wow. position in our team. I really can't see how he fits into our best 11. And I think his value will decrease. I think if someone puts in a really good offer for Enzo, I would actually just chomp it up a bit. I think we've got good enough.
What's a really good offer?
I think any in the 60 million, anything like that.
Wow.
Get rid.
Brady, what are you saying about that?
What I'd say is he doesn't have the athleticism to play in this league in the way that we're using him. He constantly gets caught out of position in this two-man midfield with Caicedo. And like, fine, we got bailed out quite a lot at the end with James and Cucurella coming back. James coming back, and like, we were pretty solid. But I won't always be there for him. And he's just, I don't know. I know he scored a couple of goals, whatever, but he did well in the Conference League final. But I think if you're looking to build like a proper elite team, if you look at like Liverpool, their midfield is so athletic. And we
Alexis
are
McAllister?
Lagging. Yeah, I'm thinking more of Gravenberch and Szoboszlai. I think you can have, like, McAllister's just amazing, I think. I just don't think Enzo's that good that you can waste him. I think Palmer, Lavia, Caicedo is our best midfield. Maybe
Brady,
Santos.
What are you saying? You're accepting a 60 million bid from Real Madrid for Enzo?
With Chris before about accepting a bid, I mean, and if you get a really good bid, like 70 or 80, you have to take it, I think. But, you know, you've got a goal or assist. I mean, this is all comp, so, you know, conference season included. He got a goal or assist in every 160 minutes last season. I mean, that's pretty good.
Let's not put the Conference League in there.
All right, in the league, it was like 230, which is basically the same as our wingers. Because it's 6 goals, 7 assists, improved a lot. The main reason I keep him in the Champions League, I think he'd be very handy in the Champions League. I think at a slower pace, an away game, that kind of thing, where it's not frenetic, I think he'll be very handy.
Yeah, look, I think if we get 100 million from Real, I would sell him. I don't think that's realistic.
I don't think they've got the kitty for that.
Yeah, exactly. So I would definitely keep. I agree with you, Brady. I think, well, to start with, he was one of our best players in the last couple of months of the season. And also, you know, still a young player, can still ascend. I obviously concerns about his athleticism, and I would sell him at the right price. I'm excited about Santos, like a lot of people are. But I would not sell him this summer.
In a year when you see that Lavia can play more minutes. I mean, Lavia is basically just still a bit of a hologram in a way, because he's just like, he's never on a pitch. I mean, he's not getting nearly enough minutes. If you see Lavia getting 2,000 minutes and Santos is there, and this Sogo we'll talk about in a minute is pretty good, then yeah, you can maybe look to sell him. But at the moment, I don't think I'm going to feel strong enough to sell him, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the players we have agreed on. Cole Palmer, obviously, universal keep. Moises Caicedo, Romeo Lavia. Andre Santos was universally kept as well. One player I thought we would agree on in terms of a sale category is Dewsbury Hall. But Chris, you've gone for keep.
Yeah. I'll keep him. I think he's homegrown. I think he's the only player we've got who can back up Palmer. I don't know anyone else who can play that role.
Well, I think they think Estevao can play that 10 role.
I mean, he's what, 10 years old? I don't think we can trust him to do that, can we?
I don't know. I'm not excited about Dewsbury Hall playing sort of any role for us.
You know, you can't just have all the best players on. You know, you need people to just back up the squad.
I'd like them to be young players with some ceiling.
He's a bit like
You're going to put the faith in Estevao William. What have you seen of him in the Premier League?
I've been so disappointed with Dewsbury Hall. I think I would start. I don't know. Wow. I would start Felix ahead of Dewsbury Hall.
I think if there's a market for him and you get a decent bid, I think they probably will take it. But I just don't think there'd be a market for him. That's why I just said.
Well, you don't think anyone's bidding 10 mil for him? West Ham. West Ham is a classic club for him.
You love it, West Ham. Everyone goes to West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, if Leicester stayed up, he should have just gone back to Leicester, really. I mean, he's probably thinking he should have stayed at Leicester, I think. Bless him. But I think he's a good lad, works hard, but yeah, don't really see a future. You know, don't really see a long-term future for him at Chelsea.
Another one that I'm surprised that we didn't agree on is Amari Kellerman. Me and Chris both said loaning him. Obviously, he's 19, was bought for big money. Had a really injury-plagued season where he didn't play much. Brady, you've decided to sell him.
That's crazy.
Like, he's not going to get in the squad, has he? We don't know anything about him. It's like Carney. I'd sell.
Come on. We've seen Carney play minutes for us.
Yeah, but I just don't.
This guy's good, by the way. I don't think we've seen enough of him.
Good, by the way. I mean, I don't know. Just, you know,
he's really young. He's really young, but he's
decent. 19. Obviously, Chukwuemeka's 21.
He's actually
looking really good when he did play. Like he was. I watched him in some of the youth games. He dominates. He looks way too good for that level already.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a premature sell from you, Brady. I think we'll give him a chance and maybe give him a loan. He's a classic one for a championship loan, I think, Kellerman.
He can go
see if he can do something against some grown men in the championship. Okay, Amagou as well. It looks like he's off to Strasbourg on loan, so we don't need to talk about him. Asugu, I assumed we'd agree on him because he's just signed for us. Very exciting young player. It sounds like a perfect backup to Moises Caicedo. But Chris, you want to loan him?
I just assumed he was going to be loaned. He's just some young kid who no one knows about, is he?
He's 20 years old. So he's obviously...
Is this guy supposed to be good, is he? I mean, you just don't know some of these guys.
Yeah, no, he is. I think he played obviously for Las Palmas in La Liga last year. And did really well. I think the expectancy is that he's going to come in and be able to give Moises Caicedo a bit of a rest in some of these games.
How is he really?
Brady, what do you think?
I know nothing about this player. He looked quite confident in his photos the other day for Chelsea. I'm not going to pretend. I mean, there are probably some podcasts and some ex-accounts who actually pretend they've watched this player at any length. I mean, if you do that, you really are a hardcore football fan. Hadn't heard of him. Same amount we saw. You hope he's good. But again, it's been reported that, I mean, we're recording here, we haven't actually mentioned it, that the Club World Cup squad has been released and he's in it. So I think that indicates that you've... So I think, you know, you're unlikely to get loans. So if he's straight into the squad for the Club World Cup, he probably will be staying around, I think.
Yeah. Right. Felix is another player that I thought we would agree on. Me and Brady have said sell, I think. Pretty clear. Chris, you want to keep Joao Felix?
We need a trickster in the team. We've got to keep people like that. We want to see rainbow flicks. Can't all be boring passing around.
I agree, but he'll go. I mean, he wants to go as well, I think.
So. I actually do think he'll be sold, but I'll keep him just for the banner.
To keep him to annoy me. I hate watching him play. He is absolutely rubbish. Right, Ugochukwu is the last one that we haven't agreed on in midfield. Me and Brady have both said sell him. I think that makes sense. Chris, you want to...
Would be a big mistake.
I agree, but I think they will
sell. This is a huge mistake. This guy is really good.
I agree.
I don't know why you would ever sell this guy. He's everything you want in a DM as well.
He's big, he's strong,
he can tackle, he can pass. I mean, he can run.
We might see this guy play and we might loan Asugu. You know, I think that would be the balance of midfield. Like,
he's not in the Club World Cup squad, though.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like Brady said, that we are getting some indicators of some of these guys that, although I think maybe they're sticking with a basic theme of the players that are out on loan don't get added to the squad and the players that we've signed do get added to the squad. I think that is the basic.
This is a sort of player.
The only exception for that, sorry, is Santos, who has been added to the squad. But everyone else that's returned from loan, I believe, hasn't.
Do not sell this guy.
I'm selling him because it's like basically just hashtag free Leslie. I just think he's a really good player. And there is like a human downside to this, like the way we buy players. There are certain players, their careers are getting stalled. He shouldn't be playing for Southampton, man. Like, he's levels above that. Like, he's a really good player. And I hope he gets sold to a big club and he goes on to a good career, because I agree, Chris, he's a very, very good player.
Listen to this pod, the Southampton slander. I can only apologise for that.
I'll tell you what, if you sell him to like a Man United, that is a big win for them. Like, I just don't want this guy going anywhere near anyone else.
Yeah,
I don't think you want in a player in midfield.
I think he will be sold, but I just want him to be.
Yeah, obviously 26 matches for Southampton in the Premier League last year. You know, I think mixed reviews from those games. I do think he's a decent player, Ugochukwu, that I'm not massively bothered if he leaves, though. Right, let's talk about forwards, and there's a lot of them to talk about. Let's talk about the ones we've universally agreed on to leave first. Sterling.
Get him gone.
I don't think we need to talk much about him. Kendry Páez, I think it's basically universally accepted that he'll be loaned to Strasbourg, and we've all agreed on that. And Christopher Nkunku as well, university agreed on to sell. Get him out of here.
I was right in that, Brady. Sell. Was that tough?
I might change it. You know, it's he's in the World Cup squad. I'm thinking, it's the redemption. He did his cruciate or whatever in the last time I went to America. Now it's a redemption arc, like, you know, Cucurella style. I don't know. I think they're probably taking him to drive his value up, and we haven't really got anyone who can play on the left of the field other than George. So that's probably why he's been taken. I think he'll be sold. Although, to be honest, they do seem to want like 50 million. They wanted 60 million for him in January, and I don't think he's really done anything since to make his value go down too much. So maybe the asking price will keep him at the club, but yeah, I think he'll probably be sold.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the three players we've universally agreed on to keep, and that is Estevao Willian. Obviously, we're all excited about him. Looks like he's going to be part of the squad after the Club World Cup. Pedro Neto.
Did Neto go wrong? I'm only joking.
That's pretty easy.
I thought you were a little asterisk on Neto, did you?
Liam Delap is the only other.
Sorry.
is the only other player that we've agreed on. Obviously, he's just signed. So really only from the starters last year, Neto is the only one we've agreed on to keep, which shows you sort of where we're at last season in terms of attack. Chukwuemeka is one of them that me and Brady have said sell. Chris, I know you really like this player. You've said loan. Does that make any sense for him?
Very, very talented footballer. Just coming back now from his injury, played a little bit at the end for Dortmund. I think another year, see what he can do. If he gets injured again, I think bin him off. But I think let's see what he can do. I think he could be another good player for the future still.
Brady, you see any potential in Chukwuemeka? Like, can you see him play?
I think similar to Ugochukwu. I think he's a really good player there. I just think he should be sold mainly because he hasn't got any part. He's a bit of a weird player. He's a hybrid player. He's kind of like. He can play this like 8-10 kind of role, but he just won't work. I think he would actually be a really good backup to Palmer because he can be really creative in that middle eight. But he can also play six. He's just, I think I've heard recently, like sometimes a footballer, they can be too adaptable. Like he can do too many different things. And like, he's a bit like that. He's got a lot of ability, but you don't really know where to put him. I mean, under Potter, he was played on the wing. But I think he's got bags of ability. I just don't see why they don't use him in that Gittins deal. I don't see why we just don't sell Chukwuemeka. Because he wants to be at Dortmund and then Chukwuemeka in 20
minutes. I don't think these exchanges are part of the PSR pipeline, mate. Like, we don't.
I thought it was baseball trading. But, but no, I mean, he wants to go to Dortmund and I think Dortmund would be a good fit for him. And they're obviously pretty good at developing young English players. And
I think stick a future sell-on clause for him as well. I think it makes absolute perfect sense to sign him to Dortmund. We're a little 15-20% on the end. If he ever makes it, which I would be sceptical on him right now, obviously with his age and injury history, but we will see about him. We haven't mentioned Mykhailo Mudryk, actually.
It's the A, B or C sample, isn't it?
Unknown. Yeah. I don't think we can comment, can he? Because he's probably going to be banned.
Yeah.
I might get sued for saying that, so we better just move on.
He was in Poland, yeah.
Yeah, Maresca didn't even know. Like, he got asked in the press release, and Mihailo's in the crowd. He looked like he saw a ghost. He's like, "What?" No way.
We'll leave Mudryk because obviously I don't think we'll be able to do anything with him.
And we can't afford lawyers, so we'll leave it.
Yeah, exactly. No comment.
Keep sell, loan, ban.
One of the more controversial players, I guess, from this is Noni Madueke. Brady, you said keep this player. Me and Chris have both said sell. Brady, the defence?
I don't think there's a market for him. When I've chosen these, I've kind of thought that, like, I know it's supposed to be what I would want to do, but I don't think there's a market for him, so I don't think he will be sold. I still think, if you know what it is? It's how he played on the left at the end of the season, and he'd been playing pretty well for England on the left recently. Okay, a belt against Andorra, but he's pretty adaptable, and I just think he'd be very handy in a lot of games in the Champions League and the Cups. And yeah, I just keep him around for that. I mean, I know there's been some rumours that they believe he's like progression stalled a little bit, so they are open to offers. But I heard recently that Newcastle, I think it was Simon Johnson reporting that, you know, Newcastle not interested, and they've been the only club linked with him. I know AC Milan are, but, you know, AC Milan are Brassic. I mean, you know, they're penny pinchers, and they can't afford 50 million, let's be honest.
Well, if they sell Rafael Leao to Saudi Arabia, they might be in
for it. Yeah, maybe. But I don't think it's...
Yeah, I appreciate you hyping up his star performance in England's famous 1-0 win against Andorra.
He didn't start last night, and they got slapped 3-1, so there you go. But yeah,
Jackson was starring in that. We'll come on to him.
Yeah, he got an assist. Got an assist at the City Ground. I would just keep him. I'm just a bit higher on Noni than you two are, and that's why I keep him.
All right. Very similar, actually. Player, you know, exactly the same outcome in terms of keep, sell, sell. Brady, you want to keep Nicholas Jackson?
Yeah, and me and Chris both want to sell. I think Nick Jackson is an important player. As simple as that. I mean, I know that he's kind of seen as like a Senegalese Timo Werner. I mean, he is kind of billed as that, but I don't see him like that. I think he's important. I think he actually did improve last season from the season before. I know he kind of got similar. I know he got more goals under the Poch season, but I mean, he got that dodgy hat trick against the 9-man Spurs. But you do see signs of improvement. I think that injury hampered him a little bit. And again, I just think he's a very dynamic player that can be used in different positions. And I think he can maybe use a little bit of a second striker on that left side. I think they might do something with that. I think there might be... this is kind of my hunch for the season. I think there will be a little tactical shift because they're looking at Ekotike, and it was him and Delap. It wasn't either or. They weren't going to use Ekotike in the 9. They're going to use him in the left channel. So I think Jackson might be used in a bit of a different way that might help him a bit more this year. So I'm going to keep him.
Yeah, I've started to find Nicholas Jackson a bit annoying in his personality on the pitch as well. Like, I find him quite an annoying player to watch.
It's like Maresca. Maresca literally every presser says that Jackson's really important. Like when a manager's saying that, firstly that means something because he sees something in the player, and secondly it won't be going. It just won't be going, Jackson. There's no more. I mean,
what I think he means though that he's important in terms of like how we play, like pressing.
Yeah, but that's pretty important, right? I mean,
but it's dime a dozen for people who can run around for me.
What value is Jackson? Next child, Nick, I know you might laugh at this. His value is probably like 60 million. I mean, like,
it's Chelsea, like 50 probably, yeah. I'd sell him for 50 in a heartbeat.
You would, but Chelsea will want 60. I mean, if we're paying 50 for Gittins, I mean, Jackson, I mean, I know he's had a couple of, like, a bit of a dodgy few months, but he is seen as, like, quite dynamic, and they're probably pushed for 60 million. Who's paying 60 million for Nick Jackson? No one. So, I don't know if he's going anywhere.
Right, let's move on to Tyreek George. Brady, you want to keep him? But me and Chris have both gone for loans for Tyreek.
I mean, it depends. This is dependent. At the moment, I would keep him because Sancho went. I think if Sancho stayed, I think you'd let him go on loan. I just think he could be the backup left winger. Again, I said just now, there might be a little bit of a tactical switch where someone plays more bit of a left 10 and that will hurt him because he is more of a left out-and-out winger, even though he hasn't really been used on that. And he's quite adaptable. We can be used on the right. He's got some European experience now. I think he might get a loan, but I'll just keep him. I mean, dependent on how the Club World Cup goes. Because I think he'll actually get quite a lot of minutes in the Club World Cup. If he goes out there and he looks out of his depth and looks bad, well, not bad, but, you know, not ready, I'll loan him. But I think that's to be a nice kind of like litmus test for how we will be for the rest of the season, I think.
I'll be shocked if we don't sign two left wingers I think that that's in the pipeline for this summer now.
You given said that I was saying get two new wingers, and you were like, oh, what's going on here?
Now well, I think that was before wingers. Sancho, before yeah. I was assuming that we were going to buy Sancho. Now that we're not going to buy Sancho, and you know, Madueke might leave as well, Mudryk's not available. I think you can't be left with Neto and Madueke as your only two.
I think they'll get Gittens, and that's it. I think.
I don't think so. Right, let's talk about Mark Gew. Me and Brady both said loan. Chris, you want to keep Mark Gew?
Keep him, and if we sign another striker, I'd loan him. But at the moment, keep. He's for me. He's a good option for us. Don't really know what we're gonna. We still don't really. I know we kind of know what we're getting with Delap, but we don't really know. And Jackson. Jackson's Jackson.
I would love to see Mark Hughes start up front for a championship team, like every game, and just see what he can do. That I would love to see that. Or like just go to Strasbourg as well, or someone like that, and just start every game up front. And I just want to see what sort of, you know, what he can produce. Because I do think there's a talented player there, and I would like to see him get some minutes and see what he can evolve into. So that's why I've said loan.
Yeah, he's quite unlucky. He got injured exactly the same time as Jackson.
Yeah, that's so frustrating that, because I think he would have had a chance to really show something for Chelsea in that period. Right, let's talk about the dregs of the striker pool. Didi Fofana. Me and Brady have said sell. Chris, you want to just loan Fofana? You want to keep
double
him
D, double D Fofana. This guy is talented. Some of the best 45 minutes of football I've seen from an individual under Pochettino from this guy.
You always hang on.
Southampton home game.
He was running past everyone.
He's 22, this guy. He's 22.
I think loan him. I think he could be worth a few bob in a few years. Don't need to get rid of him.
He's worth a few bob now. Let's get rid of him.
He's not worth... I actually don't think he's worth anything because they couldn't sell him last season.
Yeah, disciplinary problems as well. He fell out of the coach when he got loaned in Germany.
Yeah, I don't think, obviously, look, Fofana, we'll spend 30 more seconds talking about him because I don't think he's going to feature much for us or for anyone important.
He should go back to Burnley. He was good there. Good at Burnley.
Well, it would look like he was going to be good, and then obviously he tailed away.
The Prem.
That's what I mean.
Another player that's sort of flattered to deceive a little bit is Armania Broja. Me and Brady have both said sell him, but Chris, kind of a theme throughout this whole exercise is that you want to hold on to a few of these guys. They got some potential, yeah? You want to loan him?
Well, you've got to remember, most of these guys are really young. No point buying all these young players and then selling them. Look, Brozier, they're going to probably sell because of FFP, but I think it'll be good to see if he can stay fit for another year.
I mean, he'll be 24 to start the new season. He's not really that young.
He's washed, man.
Oh, I think there's still someone in there who can have a good moment. So I think loan with a view to sell.
I think he's one of the easiest 12.5 million pound sells you'll ever see.
It's a bit like Free Armando as well. He wants to go. He don't want to stay at Chelsea.
They couldn't sell him. They couldn't sell him last season.
He's done. I mean, an Everton or something like that would be perfect for him.
They couldn't sell him to Everton last season. They had to loan him.
Yeah, but I think like, you know, there's an opportunity for him to get sold.
Well, a loan of an obligation, that would be the one. Beautiful.
Yeah, that would be good.
The last one to talk about is our friend David Washington.
David.
David.
Chris, you want to loan him as well, but me and Brady
like Washington. Washington's got he's a good build for a striker. He can work hard. Why are we selling all these guys? Why do we buy this house?
You keep all the newspapers and like not throw them away and think they might have a bit of value. Like, a bit of a hoarder.
Chris is the biggest like squad hoarder you've ever seen.
Sorry, I'm selling Nkunku, Madueke and Jackson.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, and I'm loaning Washington.
Can I tell you, Chris, we've got 56 players right now on this first team squad, yeah?
Yeah, Chris, that's not my fault, is it?
So Chris is selling all the good china. I'm throwing out all, keeping all the old forks and knives and forks. I mean, I don't.
The old cutlery.
David Washington, he's washed. Just send him.
I wouldn't say that washed is strong, but
oh my
think
God.
He's washed as a Chelsea player.
When these guys get to 2021 and they're not sort of pushing to break into the first team, I think it's time to move on from them.
If they think he's so good, why are they buying Delap?
Like, I think you can make a good argument. you can make a good argument for like Uga Chukwu, Chukwuemeka, players like that that have shown something at a high level. But they're a similar age. Yeah, but he's the same age, basically. He's only a year younger. And the reason we haven't seen him is because he's not that good. Like, that is why.
Wow. Okay.
I just think to sell him, I just don't know. Too many players.
And like, Amanya Broge is like going to be 24 like by the start of the season, and like, you still haven't given up on him. Like, it's time to move on. Yeah.
No, yeah. Keep him.
All right. That concludes the squad breakdown for this season. Chris is hoarding a 42-man squad with 18 players on loan, and me and Brady have narrowed it down nicely to a nice manageable 25-man squad that we can build on for the Champions League and future endeavours this season. Anything else to add before we go here? Obviously, the Club World Cup squad's been announced. We've got, you know, I think Chelsea are optimistic, obviously, to make some progress in that tournament. How are you feeling confidence-wise going into that, Chris?
I think without the signing of a left winger, I think we could be in a bit of trouble. I think City are looking really strong. I just can't see us getting past a Paris or a Madrid or a Barca or Bayern. I just can't see this team. I don't see it yet. I don't think we just don't have that special player up front. Still mucking around with some young players. We need like a superstar. Maybe this Estevao kid will be it, but look,
how comes he's not playing for us in the Club World Cup then?
I think they agreed when they bought him that he would play the Club World Cup for Palmeiras. That was part of the agreement of buying him.
Good question is, can you name one Leon, Flamengo, or AES Chinese player? The teams of fact. Can you name one player from those teams? Okay, great.
I mean, I'm sure when I see them, like, maybe you will remember one guy or know one guy. But off the top of my head, I can't.
Oh, it's David Washington.
It's going to be really good to see where our deficiencies are. I think I'll be looking forward to seeing that, see what we can do in the next window.
Remember as well, going into it, Chelsea is still 11-1 to win it, and they're fifth favourites going into the tournament. So
yeah, but they're fifth favourites behind the best teams in like world football. So
actually, really interesting, because I think there's an argument financially that you go all in mentally in this tournament to try and win because it's so good financially, and I'm not saying, you know, first three games of the season you're right off, but it is an interesting balance where like this is a lot of money on the line here. I mean, how much do you get for winning the Champions League? Is it 80, 90 million? Something a bit more?
Depends how many games you win. I think it's
the winning the Champions League money wise. I mean, it's massive.
I think it's 150 mil for if you win the whole thing as a total.
I'm not saying we should write the league off or anything like that. But I mean, if we get deep in this tournament, I mean, they've got to start thinking about, you know, managing minutes at the start of the league or something, because the players will need a mandatory 3 weeks off. It's a very odd dynamic. I know Tucci was talking about it, that the Club World Cup could really affect the title race come May, because. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, come really managing minutes is going to be, with the, you know, in the Champions League as well, you can play 10 games in the league, in the group stage, because you can play two eliminated games if you come in a middle eight or whatever it is, so, or the bottom eight. So, yeah, it's interesting how they're going to manage things in terms of their intention for this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Chris, though. It'd just be interesting to see how we stack up against these teams, like, because of the money and the way FFP is, all these teams are going to be taking this competition so seriously. So when we get to the knockout stages, assuming we do, and likely we're going to play potentially PSG in the last 16 round, I'll just be excited to see how we play and how we match up against, you know, the champions.
In the last 16, we'll be going home early, don't worry about it. Get everything right. I said.
Thanks very much, guys.
Oh, and don't forget to set your calendars. The Premier League fixtures are announced next Wednesday on the 18th at 9 a.m. So look out for that.
Looking forward to seeing it. All right. Thanks very much, guys.
No worries.
No problem.
That's all we've got time for. We will do a little preview before the Club World Cup and sort of focus on our opponents and the group stage and sort of manage the excitement levels that I'm sure you guys all have for these three massive group stage games. But for now, we hope you're carefree wherever you may be. Thanks for listening.
Chelsea repeat, eat, sleep, Chelsea repeat.